Master Training, and Vision. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Master Training and Vision. We all would like to have Master Training. You can go into any organization that exists, and they have special training to help you prepare to learn what the organization is all about, what their teaching is all about, what their philosophy is all about. And depending upon how wealthy the organization is, it depends on how profound and how professional the program is presented to you and the teachings are presented to you. The greatest teachings that ever have been taught to us are the simplest teachings. They're taught to us right in our heart, right in our soul, right in our being. They're taught to us at the very basic levels of our awareness. The home is perhaps the most wonderful basic level of learning anything. And we learn to be in master training in the home. Our parents say to us, in our home, this is how we act. In our home, this is what we say. In our home, this is what we think. We love everyone. We have unconditional love for everyone. And we look at everyone as having the right to express themselves and grow and expand in whatever way that sort of touches their heart and makes them feel good and makes them feel worthwhile and wonderful. We're not always really honestly able to do that. We try, but we aren't honestly able to do that because sometimes we disagree with how other people think and how they talk and how they act and how they live their lives. And that's the way it should be. Every one of us should live our life according to our own principles and our own goals. And this mastership training that we have had coming up in our family, training us in those ways that are ideal and good for us, they stand forth at all times, under all circumstances, to be something that is good and beautiful for us. Now, in this world, we'd like to go out and teach other people how to do things and teach other people what are our values and what is something that we feel is worthwhile. If we do that, what we're doing is we're enforcing our vision on other people. The best teacher, the best one who conducts mastership training, is the one who lives what he teaches, who lives what he believes, who has every moment of his life dedicated to what he believes. And though he may falter from time to time, basically he stands forth as a living example of what he believes. This truly is the greatest master teacher that could ever exist. The master teacher that lives what they believe, lives what they wish, lives what they teach, lives what they are. And as a master teacher does this, other people look at what they do and say, that's good or that's not good. I like that or I don't like that. The privilege of every person. But if everyone can see in your life or in my life that what I do results in happy experiences for me, if what I do results in a harmonious body for myself, if what I do results in harmonious circumstances in my life, then what I'm doing may be worthwhile of emulating, may be worthwhile of making something that way in your life. Not because I want you to do it, not because I force you. In most families, the learning is not done by parents telling children how to do things, but parents being the role model and the children looking at that role model and admiring the role model, hence admiring what they do, and admiring that person in every possible way that you could possibly admire them. Children often say, I want to be like a mom. I want to be like my dad. I want to be like my brother, or I want to be like my uncle, or some person in the family that has done something that has made them feel very happy. It does not have to be a big thing or a monumental thing, that's for sure. But it just has to be something that the person who did it loved themselves while they were doing it, and everyone had a good feeling about them while they were doing what they were doing. We are all master teachers. We are all master teachers of ourselves. And if we will take what knowledge we have learned, what ideas we have learned, what techniques we have learned, if we will be our own role model, sounds a little contrary there, doesn't it? But if we will be our own role model, we will be the happiest, most fulfilled, most responsible being in the world. To be our own role model is quite a demanding thing. It means that every minute we must live what we believe. That's what a role model is. A role model is one that believes in what they believe, and they live what they believe, and they live it completely and beautifully and perfectly and fully all of the time. Oh, they may slip or fall now and then, they may have some minor setback, but by and large, as the life they live goes on, they live what they believe. And what they believe is so wonderful, so fantastic, it's so glorious that everyone who watches them sees who and what they are. Life is filled with adventures beyond imagination for each one of us. Life is filled with joy beyond anything we could ever put down in a book or read in anybody else's world. Because there's an inner tickle in each of us, an inner feeling of goodness in each of us for whatever the things are that we are doing. If we are smiling, we feel good inside of ourselves. If we are laughing, we feel good inside of ourselves. If we're looking at someone saying, "I know you can do it, come on, you can do it," and they're struggling to do some athletic skill or to come up with some concept that they want to tell you about, encourage them. Because they're your reflection. They're your reflection of goodness. They're your reflection of peace and honor and love. They're your reflection of all that is. And really, that's all that matters. Your reflection is so fantastic, so joyous, so magnificent, that every single person who lives in this universe and sees you or me or anyone else knows immediately what that person is. Oh, yes, it's easy to say there are slip-ups. It's easy to say there are errors, but that's part of it, too. When you make a mistake in multiplication, that doesn't mean that that mistake is your reality. That means that that's just something you let go, and you go on to your reality. 2 times 2 is not 5, and you won't repeat that again. You'll say, always 2 times 2 is 4. You'll always be your ideal role model. You'll always be saying to and of yourself the truth about yourself, because that's all that matters. That's all that makes any difference. Who are you? Are you a beautiful person? Then that will shine forth. Are you an honest person? That will shine forth. Are you a being that all the world looks at and says, you are good and very good? If that is the truth, it will shine forth. And it will come forth under all circumstances and under all conditions. And all the world will look at you as a role model and say, yes. They live what they believe. They live what they teach. They live what they are. They live it. And because they live it, they are a fabulous expression of being the role of perfection for their master consciousness. We all have a master consciousness. We all have a master awareness. And we all have a master inner awareness and outer awareness. Now, which one are we going to give most credential to, most enthusiasm to? Which one are we going to believe in most wholeheartedly? Are we going to believe in the one that says, I like me? Or are we going to believe in the one that says, I like you? If a person does not like themselves, they cannot like another. Oh, we may admire others. We may look at others and say, wow, look at their achievements. Look at how wonderful they are. But it is only we in ourselves that are looking with our own quality of wonderfulness, quality of genius, that we see others as a representation of who and what we are. There is not another being on the face of the earth who is as wonderful as you are. There is not another being on the face of the earth who is not as fulfilled as you are. And I could be saying, as I am. Because whenever we say anything, we are always speaking about ourselves. Whenever we say anything, we are always talking about who and what we are. Whenever we say anything, we're always revealing the divine within us. This is something that can never be said too often. This is something that will be repeated on and on and on. But it's not a matter of repeating it, as a matter of living it. Every time I look at that person, they have a smile on their face. Every time I hear that person talk, they have joy in their heart. Every time I hear that person say something, they're always saying something beautiful and something good about themselves or others. And as they say these good things, all their world is sparkling with joy. All their world is sparkling with love. All their world is sparkling. And that's so true. Our world is a sparkling center of the beauty and the wonder that we are. And as a master trainer, as a master in training, my vision is always clear and beautiful. Mastership training is something that we're doing all the time. We're learning about it all the time. And we read scientific journals and we find that they talk about mastership training. And they talk about what it is that makes the universe what it is. What it is that makes the world what it is. What it is that makes anything what it is. And what they really say is, whatever the mind of man imagines and dreams, that is his reality, and that is the reality of the world. Because whatever we dream, that is the vision we have. That is the ideal that we have that comes true in our life because we are open and receptive to that imagination. We are open and receptive to that vision. We are open and receptive to that allness. And how wonderful that allness is. That allness tells us all the time that as we think good thoughts, speak good words, act good actions, our life is a fulfillment of goodness. When we look at another person and we find good in them, oh, how wonderful it is. When we look at the world and find good in it, how wonderful it is. When we look around at other countries and we see how beautifully they're run, how their government represents the people's desires, how good that is. When we look at hospitals and we see everyone who goes there being given the help that they need to live a full, happy, healthy life. When we see these things, when we know these things, when we are these things, then we are a mastership training fulfilled. Because our vision is clear, our vision is complete. Our vision looks now and always at all the good and all the greatness and all the wonder and all the beauty that the world has to offer. But it's up to us. It's up to us to make that choice. It's up to us to make that decision. It's up to us to live in that manner. Now, Do you want to live in that manner? Do you want to be in that manner? Do you want to have all things go your way in that manner? If you do, then just remember that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in my sight. In my sight. That the words of my mouth and the meditations of my sight always be acceptable in my sight. For that is where it is, and that is where it will always be. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.